Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody.
Here we are, finally.
Don't know if that just happened, but guess what? Hopefully, this is our first time. It only took us half an hour to get ready. Half an hour to figure out how to get Skype working, and half an hour to get this whole cockamamie thing going. But here we are. We are Trinity Metaphysical. We are Ecrypt. And we are going to have some fun tonight now. All right, so if you can hear me, my name is Mark Stanziano, your spooky sailor. I'm going to be one of your hosts tonight. Sitting next to me is the lovely...
Vera Reem.
No, say it to the microphone.
Vera Reem.
All right, Vera, tell me something about yourself. Why do you rock?
Why do I rock?
Oh, there you go.
I speak to dead people, and I was an attorney, and I'm a teacher.
Don't tell me,
and,
tell Mike.
I think that's about it.
That's it. Sitting next to her is the always lovely Jackie. Always beautiful Jackie. Jackie runs the store. She runs us. She is our inspiration. She is our guiding light. She is our sanity pill in the insane asylum that runs Trinity and Ecrypt.
Aw, that was nice.
That's the nicest
Thank you,
thing
Mark.
You've ever said.
All right.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said.
Nicest
that
thing
is.
I've ever said. What is this? Mm-hmm. Do I have a guest already on hold? Oh! Look at that.
I'm listening to
you. How do we sound?
It sounds great.
You sound, oh, because you're biased right now. Actually, you know what? I would say go outside and listen. Tell me how the sound check goes. Even better.
Well, there you go.
All right. So right now, Charlie is going to be our extracurricular audio engineer. He's going to go outside and completely do the ghetto-rific style of listening on the phone to make sure we all sound wonderful. Sitting next to Charlie, who just stepped outside, is the lovely...
Oh, you mean me?
Oh, you.
Diane Foley.
Tell me about yourself, Diane.
Let's see. I've been all kinds of things. I worked in aviation for about 30 years, some of it as an air traffic controller. And then I switched gears, and now I'm in medical billing and coding for an orthopedic firm. Interesting.
That is awesome.
And someday, I hope to retire.
Nice. Now, we're going to try our first very call, Charlie. Live on the air. Can you hear me, Charlie? All right. I don't hear you. I hear you outside. I hear something talking to me. This is probably the most fun I've had with my pants on all week. All right. I don't hear Charlie at all, but I tell you what, even if it's the four or five of us sitting here and no one else is listening to us, rock on. This is great. All right. I'm Mark. I am 35. No, I'm 37 or 36. I never know how old I am. Oh, it's one of those good times. Yeah, my wife's probably going to call and yell at me. But I'm Mark Stanziano. I live up in North Jersey having a great time. That's where we're from. My real job is I work on big container ships, and then at home I like to play over here, hunt ghosts, and chase fires. It's all sorts of fun. All right, so we are Trinity Metaphysical, we are Ecrypt, and we're going to have some fun tonight. First thing I want to talk about is exactly what we do, which is going to bring us to our metaphysical segment.
Can you hear me?
No, I don't hear Jackie at all.
Did you
click
me on there?
You hear me. No.
Yeah, well, you can listen in on it, but...
You can hear, right?
Did you answer on there?
I answered, yeah. I hit the live button and everything.
And you can't hear that?
I can't hear you. Suck.
Hello?
Well, you can hear
that. I hear it when you talk, but I don't hear the phone calling in.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Very upsetting. I'm just going to hang up on you.
What's up with Skype?
I just hung up on you right there.
Okay.
All right, so...
So somebody calls in, can you answer?
I would hope so.
Can you see people?
I don't see anything. I don't see dead people. That's her job.
No. Can you see a call coming in?
If there is a call coming in, yes, I can see it. It'll come up right on my little host board.
I don't see
here.
Dead people. Boy, I can hear them.
You can hear them?
I can hear them.
Pull that little back by the table there so I can... It's right next to you and Jackie, too. Just the microphone, so it's pointing in that general direction. Absolutely outstanding. All right. This is getting kind of fun, though. I'm kind of enjoying this. All right, so the first thing we were going to talk about is... psychic development and energy work. That is something that they do here at Trinity Metaphysical. That is pretty outstanding. And we have a call. Is this you again, Charlie?
Yeah, it is. Just want to make sure it's working.
All right. I'm going to put Charlie back on the phone here.
Can you hear me now?
No, I can't hear you now.
I can hear you.
You can hear me fine. Well, that's because I'm sitting right next to you. But it's kind of strange why I don't hear you.
How's that?
Still don't hear a dang thing.
Wow.
This is quite interesting. You did the guest colon. But anyway, as we're trying to figure this out, Jackie,
yes.
I want to know about what you do with your psychic development and energy work here. What makes our psychic development or your psychic development, your energy work, awesome sauce?
What makes it awesome sauce?
What makes it awesome sauce?
I guess it depends on how everybody feels like they're working with it, because what I do different, I think, is that I teach exactly what worked for me, for how I learned how to, I guess, grow my skills and my abilities. Instead of doing like the regular, you know, standard, do this for development, do that for development, I teach what worked for me. You know, what helped me. I give all my secrets. That's how I'll word it. You know, and I like to take time with people one-on-one, so I don't like to, like, just have it as one big group, and I'm sure those of you that are here that take the class know that. You know, if one person is having a harder time, I work a little bit more with them. But I also tell them everybody's different, so everybody gets their abilities different. They grow them at a different pace. You know, it's what do I always say? Relaxed energy. No rules and no expectations on what you're going to, you know.
And not only is it at a different pace, I think it's different directions.
Because
everybody's taking a different direction. Like with Dave, who came in and he got nothing for so many weeks.
Yep.
And now he's like the extra large medium, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice.
Absolutely.
Well,
we can honestly say there is not one person who has been coming to psychic development classes regularly that has not developed their skills, like, a lot. Like, they can do a lot of things.
I had two classes. I had weird dreams going on. I was getting ready to call you.
Well, you were talking to your mom in the first class.
The first one, yeah. That was weird. The very first class, I keep looking at that duck over there. It was so cool because I would discount things that I would see, and guess what? It was something that was there, like the duck. You had something else in your hand, and you were deciding whether to bring it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm holding this thing, and I can't get this duck out of my head. A duck, man. I am just looking at this thing. Why am I seeing a duck? You know what? I'm going to write a duck down. They're all going to make fun of me, but oh, well, guess what? I did something. The duck was, she was holding the duck when she was figuring which one is she going to bring. I'll bring this and the duck. I'll bring this. I'll leave the duck at home, and I'm seeing the duck. So I get the obscure kind of thing. You get some cool stuff. This is Charlie.
Yeah, I get some cool stuff. I mean, just like Jackie said, relaxed energy. It takes you a while before you realize you can't try too hard. You can't force it. You have to sit back and wait. And that's what you learned first night. Just go back into your little man cave somewhere in your brain.
Yeah.
And just blot everything out, and all of a sudden it starts filling up with different ideas. So the idea here is that no matter what you get, don't doubt yourself. Just go ahead and write it down, and we'll figure it out later.
Yeah.
So it is pretty cool.
The whole writing down, again, just, yeah, exactly. Whatever you're getting, just do it, because it's going to pertain to something.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a skull in a ashtray, whatever that thing was. Why did I see a skull? I don't know. Oh, guess what? She made a skull. She was doing this, a big, huge picture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the connections, which is great. I mean, you just think, okay, this thing's just popping in my mind. I don't know why I'm singing Bach Paternal Overdrive, but maybe this person was a BTO fan. Maybe they were seeing a concert from them when they were doing it.
Well, I think, too, what it is with the development, the way we do the development classes, is we do a little bit of different exercises in each class. So some people are good with psychometry, some people aren't. Some people are better with actual clairvoyance. You know, some people are better in... the psychometry is when you're holding an object and you're, you know, receiving information off the object. Some people are good with that. Some people are better with the mediumship. But, you know, what we're working on is being able to develop a skill enough that you can do, even if it's not your forte, that you're able to do something with that particular, you know, ability. And so far, there isn't anybody who can't do a little bit of everything. Certain people excel in one or the other.
I think one of the problems, but I always think it's my idea and not coming from somewhere else. And until you pointed out that, you know, other things might be giving me, you know, putting the thought into my head, it would be like, oh, I never thought about that. I just thought it was me.
Yeah, now, you have to tell Diane's story.
Diane started as somebody who was always saying, I don't get anything. I can't get anything. I can't do that. And Diane now can see dead people, hear dead people. She gets all her information. She's amazing, amazing, like, transformation with Diane. And even when we're doing on the, you know, she's also in our ghost investigating group, and she gets all her information there, too. But the, it's, you have to, you know, Mark had said something with Diane, like, from skeptic to believer. She was never a skeptic. She just never thought she could do it herself, yeah. And now she's doing everything.
Well,
you know?
That's the cool thing is you're like, oh, I can't do this stuff. You know, I'm not a what's his name from Long Island? Was it John Edwards or that guy? Like, I'm not that guy. Is that the presidential? I don't know. But I'm not this crazy psychic person. But here I am, just picking up random bits and pieces, and that's it. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and look at you and tell you 17, 46, 38, and the Powerball number is going to be 47.
Oh, I thought those were my measurements.
Oh, hey, how you doing? But, again, everyone has that ability. You just got to realize how to harness it in. Like, right now, I'm still starting out, so I'm still seeing, I'm looking at you, I'm thinking, hero sandwich. Who had a hero sandwich? Why am I seeing hero sandwich? And it's just the obscure stuff. But through these classes and through your teachings and through everyone working together, we'll start fine-tuning that stuff, and I can say, there was cheese on that sandwich.
Wow, you're good.
Hey, I'm getting there.
Why don't you say something about the people that are out there that don't believe, but they do have their intuition?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and they'll think of something, mm-hmm. maybe a friend calling them or something like that, and they still don't believe, but it does come.
That's it. Well, I think the whole thing with people look at psychics, when you think psychic, I think some old lady sitting there with the crystal ball with the stuff on the babushka and smells like onions. And
she used to work here.
Yeah, exactly. and you sit there, and that's the mystique you get in the psychic, right? That's what you're looking at. You're thinking, what is this? I'm not one of these people. I pay taxes. I'm normal. I speak English. This is not me. But it's this new, I don't want to say new wave or new age thing, but it's this.
People are more open to it.
It's more open
now,
to it, yeah. I mean, anybody can be this. Kids have this gift. And I think we've all started out with this gift as children, and we've locked it out to some point. You know, okay, you're too old for imaginary friends. Okay, all you people, see you later. Mm-hmm. You know, all those people you were talking to, all your friends you had growing up, maybe they were all, you know, dead people floating around.
Or even now, there's people who, you know, who come in and they have friends that don't believe that they can do the things that they're doing. And it's because they've known them their whole life, and they never knew them doing that. But everybody has the ability. Maybe not everybody to, you know, some people don't do that, but I do know there are people that have a hard time with, even if they're starting to do it in their 50s and 60s, that they've had friends for 40 years that are like, there's no way, they think they're crazy. You can't do that. You don't know what's coming. You don't know. But they really do. They've actually, you know, taking the time to learn it and work on their skills or do meditation, take classes, you know, just, it's really a transformation within yourself. You know, that's how I've always felt when, I know that's how it was for me. There just comes a point where you're just, you know, you're just open to it all, you know, and you just let whatever you're going to learn or whatever you're meant to have or whatever gifts you're supposed to have, you just let them come, you know, and you know, you don't, you know, if you really want it, you're not going to block it off. And if you really want to grow it, you're just going to, you know, embrace it.
So not to kill the business, how would somebody be able to do this just sitting at home right now? Someone's listening to us saying, hey, this kook's got something nice to say.
I think the best place for people to start is meditation, being able to get themselves into that relaxed energy state where everything going on in their life and everything going on in the day is able to be, you know, put to the side so that they can go within. That's the hardest part, is for everybody to get out of their own head.
Yeah.
You know, and people getting out of worrying about what other people think and people worrying about, you know what, it's just too many things are going through their head, so they don't get a chance to sit and really, and
I
that's
think
the
fear
deepest
is
part.
The blocker too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I also think that because the people that are in our group and that are very accepting of each other,
mm-hmm.
and encouraging, and so when you're in that kind of an atmosphere, you will press your limits a
Absolutely.
Little farther because you know nobody's going to laugh at you,
mm-hmm.
or you feel that. So.
Well, yeah, and if you tell them you see some guy standing behind you with black hair and in a checkered shirt, you're not going to look at them and say you're crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you should tell them what happened just as we were trying to get on, that we all heard a voice.
Oh.
You know. And
yeah,
now
we're
sitting here trying to get this up, and we hear a voice.
Yeah.
And just a few seconds ago, I heard it again, by the way, just so you know.
Going, ha-ha, drove Mark nuts.
So, you know.
Well, I'm hoping that we're still on. Because right now I'm showing that there's an internet connection problem. There's a problem with the internet connection between you and you two. Hold on while we try to get the call back.
Between you?
So see if Charlie can hear me here.
And then there are people that think that if they say that they have abilities that, you know, they're so afraid people are going to think they're crazy that they just deny the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hear it.
Okay, good. So we're still
you know, like my brother, he, you know, denied having any ability, but his girlfriend said, well, what about the day I was at work and I thought it would be nice to go to the Bronx Zoo this weekend, and you called me up and said, hey, let's go to the Bronx Zoo this weekend. I mean, you
because
know.
People don't think of it as being ability.
Just
yeah.
a coincidence.
See? That's exactly what they do.
There's no such thing as coincidence.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, since somebody's
dead air
right now, we don't want dead air here. I'm the guy that had to go outside just to make sure the phones were working, calling in. My name is Charlie Bodrin. I work for a major bank. I've been there about 6 years. And I tell you what, I'm 61 years old. I've been coming here, what, 2 years, Jackie?
Mm-hmm.
About 2 years. And the reason I came to the shop to learn about a lot of different things was because they were having a ghost investigation class. And I came and we took the classes and went on a couple of investigations. And then there were times where you could actually develop your senses for the ghost investigations. And Jackie was taking us through these different types of classes that we had. Let me tell you something. I don't think there's one person out there that doesn't either hear about ghosts, think about ghosts, wonder if there are spirits out there, or something to do with the supernatural or whatever you want to call it. But you know what? When you sit there and you're out either on a ghost investigation or you're using psychometry or you're just seeing feelings about certain people, I deal with people every day in the bank. And I'm not going to make this sound too crazy, but you know what? When you develop your senses and you can sit there and have somebody sit down at your desk and you can actually read them like a book, help them in ways that they never thought you'd ever think you could help them, and have them turn around and walk out smiling, just feeling good about themselves, just because you could basically read what they needed.
Mm-hmm.
Because of who they are and how they are and what they needed and the energies you were working off of them, it's amazing. Now, if there are people out there now that are wondering, Jack talks about starting with medication. Medication.
That medication is good. I myself like scotch. But the idea is that if you start out with meditation and you start out of your mind and using that relaxed type of energy cup, it works so well that you'll start feeling things, seeing things, just like everybody in this group. Jackie is a fantastic teacher. There's probably not another person like her on the East Coast. There's a few people that, well, as far as a teacher goes, I mean, all of these people you see on TV or you hear them here and there, they're great. They're wonderful people. Do they teach you what to do or how to do it? No, they don't do that. Jackie does, and I think this is the only shop in the area that could ever do that for you. So I just wanted to get my 2 cents in. I think my wife might be listening. So I wanted to know that I'm here at the shop and I'm not out at some, you know,
club,
you know what I mean. So who's next? Who would like to talk now?
That's cool.
Well, I started with the store only because they were having a public ghost hunt. And I saw it in the newspaper, and I've always wanted to do ghost investigations. When I lived in California, spent a whole week in a real haunted house, and that was fun. But it never scared me. It just fascinates me. I love history, and I genealogy is one of my hobbies. And just being able to have a connection with somebody who lived in the past and being able to communicate in some way is just something that's always fascinated me. And I like being able to gather evidence and to show people and say, this really exists. This isn't crazy, you know. And I just don't think it's frightening at all. But then again, I don't go looking for negative energy. I kind of push that aside. So
don't you think that's the great thing about everybody in a group, though? Because I've never seen anybody, no matter what happens, run out of a room.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're like, we want more.
Yeah. Which way? Which way?
Oh, you pick up a chair. Oh, that's cool. You know what he just said in my ear?
You mean without like some of those TV shows where you see the guys actually pursuing some spirits, and then when they find them, they run away? They run away screaming like little boys and girls? I mean, you know, come on.
I'll tell you one thing. I am not a screamer. I don't get scared at hunt. It's usually 1, 2 in the morning when I'm down in the basement listening to the evidence, and you'll hear something like, you know, I'll listen to EVPs, you hear, hey, Mark. When something calls you by name, you're going to go run up those stairs as fast as humanly possible, jump in that bed. My wife looks at me. She goes, you heard something, didn't you? Yeah. Don't talk to me, man. This is crazy. I don't know how you do this. Bam.
And you're right back again.
And right back again. I mean, we had the night with the chair. Here in the chair.
Oh,
this
yeah.
store, we have so much
yeah,
fun
this
stuff store.
Yeah, this store is, like, really haunted.
We did an event outside, and we brought a chair back. Somebody brought a chair back in the
I
car.
Brought the chair back.
Yeah.
But I thought it was our chair.
It was our chair. Well, something in this chair loved the movie Poltergeist, and Jackie would walk in the morning, and the furniture would be stacked. We're sending pictures like, that's cool. So cool. So we're doing this stuff, and we have all our EM monitors around. And I'm like, all right, let's bring the chair. And Jackie's like, something about this chair. So I'm bringing the chair, and I'm asking questions, and it's like, you want me to sit in your chair? Is it cool to sit in your chair? And it was like a Pink Floyd laser light show. Everything that had a light just went nuts to that question. Going back later on that night, I'm listening to the evidence. And you hear me on the thing going, is it cool if I sit in your chair? No. Oh, if I would have known that. Oh. But I asked that. Didn't hear anything. Lights up. I'm in the chair and everything else is going crazy. I mean, we have so much fun with this stuff. I just like being the bait.
Well, that's what's neat. Like, the store offers so many different things.
Well, it's just us, you know, what we all do together. Everybody seems to do a little bit of everything and it all intertwines into using it into the investigations, and that's kind of what's different, you know, with us, is as we're developing things for our abilities, we're using it to bring in more ghosts, which is why we get more EVPs,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Not only more EVPs.
We get really good EVPs.
We
yeah.
get class
yeah.
A
EVPs.
Yeah.
Every 3 to 4 minutes, like full sentences.
I mean, when I'm listening to this stuff, I have to discount so much of it because it's just too much talking, too many EVPs.
Yeah.
But something that's cool about us that you don't find in other groups.
That we do, most of the people who are like, I say our core group that we hang out with, do pretty much every single thing to, you know, make themselves as a person, or whether it be as a psychic, as a sensitive, as a ghost hunter, or whatever it is you want to call yourself, to the best of their ability. Like, they want to learn more. They want to do more. They want to make themselves stronger. They want to hear more ghosts. Like, it doesn't matter what the reason is, or they want to make themselves healthier. Either way, it seems to be that everybody's so passionate about, you know, just raising their vibration.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think there's a lot of, usually what people do is they'll focus on one thing.
Yeah.
You know, and with here, it's everybody's so well-rounded, you know, and so knowledgeable and educated on all the different things. And I think that's what the difference is. And we use it in things.
Yeah.
If they do the energy work and they get cleansings and they're well balanced all the time, they're in a good place, a good relaxed energy place, then they go on a ghost investigation and they have all these spirits trying to communicate with them. Maybe they wouldn't have, you know, gotten that if they weren't like that, or no, if they didn't come to class and they weren't learning, you know, how to listen, how to, you know, make sure they're getting their information, not to discount things, you know, learning how to see, you know, how to use their eyes to see when there's somebody there. Things like that we've, you know, that I've been able to teach them. And like I said, it's just how I was able to, you know, utilize it.
Well, I think what I see in this group is that everybody's got a gift to a certain extent, whereas when I see any of the other ghost hunting groups,
mm-hmm.
they bust a psychic along, and they're all doing their machines and stuff, but they're not perhaps sensitive themselves, whereas everyone here
is using both.
Mm-hmm. Plus, we have a strong spiritual connection because we pray together beforehand, mm-hmm. and we pray together afterhand. So it's like a, it's really very well rounded. It's a nice group.
It's kind of nice to talk about all of this, but you can't discount the fact that I think we get a lot of connections with spirits because of when we have the campfire in the parking lot and we dance around naked. And we have the animal sacrifice.
Conjure
the dead. And we come back into the shop, and there are people that we turn the lights off, and we only have a few candles burning, and people walk past the building, and they think we're actually conjuring the dead.
And we're really just doing a meditation.
Yeah, and we're just doing a meditation. So, I mean, you have to take everything into consideration here. The fact that we're, every one of us here is a professional in our own field. Mm-hmm. It's not the fact that, I'm not saying this to make anybody feel bad or I'm trying to put anybody down, but not one of us works in a deli. Not one of us, you know, pushes carts at a ShopRite or something like that. Everybody here, we want to move up in the world. So, but the idea here is that we have a lawyer, we have somebody with an air traffic controller. I work in investments. We have the officer, detective. We have some people here that are just I'm talking. Sometimes I feel way outclassed being here in this group. And when we go out, it's not the fact that you're having some, you know, little 15-year-old kid, you know, sniffing his nose, you know, whatever, and saying, "Hey, gee, I think I heard something." No, we actually have evidence.
Yeah.
So the idea here is as a group, I don't think there's anybody on par with us.
Yeah.
You know?
My favorite was the one night David, who's my husband, who's the police officer, who's retired, we were just starting, and he got up and he went to the bathroom, came in, he goes, "You know, there's voices in the bathroom." I think he goes, "Oh, yeah, you know, we get a lot of voices." He goes, "Oh, okay."
Neat, like everybody's, you know, we do. I think half the reason is because we get so much in the store when we're doing classes.
I know.
We interact with so many different spirits, and, you know, we do. I mean, we do so many different things here. I think that's, you know.
Yeah.
But we have fun. That's what I think is another thing that's different from us. No matter who comes in for a class that isn't even, like, maybe they've never taken a class before. Maybe they you know, they came to a bring a friend and they met us. Maybe they've come a few times for a reading or healing. But they come into a class, and then it's like you've known them forever because we just have so much fun. It's not like a, you know, regimented, like, by-the-book thing, you know?
You should tell them what Bring a Friend is because I don't know what
they're doing. Yeah, or Bring a Friend event, the second Friday of every month, and that's, you know, anybody who brings a friend, they each get to pay $17.50 each for a 20-minute reading. So it's $35 for two people. But we also have energy work at the night, and we have our psychic artist here, Eleanor. We have our massage therapist, Erin.
Mm-hmm.
Jen is here. Jen Wood is here, doing tarot and Cherokee, and then I'm here doing readings, and Jackie doing readings and energy work, and everything's discounted. So that way, we give everybody a chance to sample, you know, any of our practitioners, and, you know, just see what everything's about. If they like it, they can.
I think it was a Bring a Friend where I did the first energy healing that you did on me.
Yeah,
I really did it as a lark.
Try
that. Yeah, I know. I was like, yeah, all right. It was slow. I said, all right, I'll give it a try. And it was just so bizarre. I went, whoa, got to do that again. Because the very first time, it was like, I thought she had strobe lights going on in the room. The lights were so bright and they were hurting my eyes. And I had them clenched shut. But I could, and I was actually getting kind of annoyed. I really wanted to say, turn the lights out. And then when it was all over and I opened my eyes, it was dark in the room. I was like, what were those lights? I still don't understand what those lights were. But that was the only time they were that intense.
But now Diane gets energy work twice a week.
It's really helpful keeping me, you know, keeping the negative energy away and nice and mellow.
Mm-hmm.
But I still get strange things that happen, different things. Like
the day that I could feel blue. Like I was just all covered in blue, but I could actually feel blue. Very bizarre.
She never told me this.
She gets a lot during her energy work. She goes very deep. She feels spirits are there. She
most
can feel
the
spirits.
Yeah. Like today, somebody was holding my feet. It wasn't her, Jackie.
I thought she never can.
No, she gets everything.
No,
when
I'm unconscious, I do.
Well, the thing about energy work is it puts you into such a deep meditative state, and your body is so relaxed, your mind is relaxed, and you're able to, which is why another reason Diane has gotten so strong is she does come, you know, she's one of the few people that comes twice a week for energy work. And when you constantly are getting energy work, your body's going
to
be in that.
I try to explain it to people and they go,
for being open to a lot of this stuff.
Okay.
You're constantly in that good place, you know, and we know that it's like, that's what meditation does. But anybody who's a healer, anybody who does energy work, they know that. They know the more energy work you get, the more open you get. Right?
And more you give.
Absolutely.
I've noticed, because I've become a Reiki practitioner after all of this, and I notice when I give, I get as much as I receive.
Yep. And it feels good. You know, you feel like you're getting that energy back in. So I just think that that's probably one of the best things for people to try. I mean, whether it be to relax their mind or whether it's
to
help something.
I can feel it. I miss a week or something, and it's like, ugh. You know.
Well, in the beginning when you were getting it, don't forget you were working with a very negative person.
Yes.
So, you know, that was when you were using it all to keep yourself into that good mood.
Oh, that was the cycles, right?
Well.
No, it actually wasn't the boss. And yes, it was extreme negative energy on a constant basis. So in order to avoid becoming like one of those extreme negative energy people,
Diane is this unusual person that nothing, because she was an air traffic controller, everything could be going to hell in a handbasket, and she's the one that talks like this.
Mm-hmm. Very calm.
You can't have two people excited.
Well,
you know, like when everything is going to shit for the pilot.
That's true.
Oops, go down there and ask it. You know, you don't need two people going, ah!
Tell us what you said when we showed you the picture of yourself with that thing around your neck.
Oh,
black entity around your neck.
This is disturbing.
Okay.
You should tell them about your past life regression experience.
We did
here.
That here too on psychic development. They do past life regression, which actually Jackie saw this for me once. Where I think you said it was like in the late 1800s.
It was the late 1800s. You were
a
small boy on a farm, and I saw you running through a cornfield. I saw a dog running behind you, and then all of a sudden, I saw her sucked up in a UFO, and it was her first regression. I've never seen anything like that. I never had a past life come through like that for anybody. And I remember saying, "Oh my God, am I supposed to tell?" I didn't know how to tell her that because I didn't know how she was going to react. And I had it written down, but I'm like, maybe I'll just tell her I didn't know what to do. And when it got to Diane, I was like, well, I kind of got a past life like I've never gotten before, and I don't know how you're going to react to it. And I told her what I got, and she was happy as anything. So you got to tell them all.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm not sure because I don't really remember, but I kind of I might have had abduction experiences as a small child, only because of things that I kind of remember. I don't remember actually being on a ship or anything like that. I just remember the feeling confused and anxious. And one time when I was running away screaming for my dad, but I don't remember what I was.
Didn't you say your brother and you both saw this glowing thing? And
it
you both
glowing.
Remember it?
Yes. We were very small, maybe 4 or 5 years old. We went out in our backyard. There was, way in the back, there was like this silver dome. And I just remember being confused as to why it was there. And I started walking towards it, but I don't remember getting there. I just remember later on, both my brother and I, tearing through the yard, screaming for my father. I don't remember.
And he still remembers that, correct?
Oh, yes, he does.
And, you're obsessed with UFOs.
Oh,
like, she has a,
when I was in the military, I saw
them all the time. Obsession of UFOs. So the fact that I had no idea about that with Diane, though, when I got that pathway, so I didn't, that's why I was a little not unsure of how do you tell somebody that you get them in a past life being sucked up by aliens, you know? So
you sit them down and say,
I did, but I was so relieved that he was like, oh, that was great. And then I was like, okay, now I know why it fits.
But that's what he said.
They're just awesome. Following you from life to life. So they,
there is a theory that they follow families and family members, and I think somebody there said, what if they not just follow families, but they can track your soul?
Ooh, now, freaky. That's like a whole other show right there. I'm writing that down. Oh,
I thought,
man.
Well, that would explain a lot.
Oh, my
God. You know, what if they could do that?
And then we have our friend here. He always smells things, Charlie, remember?
Me?
It's like, I smell stew when you're doing your meditation.
Yeah, but everybody smells stew.
No, well.
No.
You know what? Stew.
I could go for it. Yeah. That wasn't stew. That was the market. That was the pears and the hot sauce. Oh, my God.
What is that, Claire? Smell
it
or?
Oh, no.
Stew.
What about what we had the last year when you brought in, what was that, Shana Ron? Talk about Shana Ron.
That's
it. Please say something about Shana Ra. I thought it was pretty cool.
Shana Ra is an ancient crystal skull that visited the store.
Where'd they find that?
Where was that one? Was that Mexico?
Mexico, right? And how old
Jen, we need Jennifer Wood to come on the show and do all this, because she's the crystal skull queen. If she's listening, she can call in and give us the info.
Yeah, let me see if I can find her on Facebook right now.
But, yeah, we actually should have a show with a lot of the stuff on the crystal skulls. But we brought, Michelle Noserini came in with Shana Ra, and, we had a lot of people come in and sit in a private session with the crystal skull and, you know, for lots of time, and it helped to open up their or expand their, you know, psychic ability, or help them healing, or whatever it is that was felt that they needed from it. That's what they got. So there are a lot of people who've had some really neat stuff after that.
If anything else, it is crystal.
Well, it's also just being in the energy of something that ancient. You know, just the history with it is.
Yeah.
You know, amazing just to even touch it.
Yeah, it was very amazing, because I never thought that sitting in front of a crystal skull, looking at it, and feeling vibrations from it would really make, I didn't think it would happen, but when you sit there and you experience it, it's something that probably you can only have when you have been studying and looking around. But we do quite a bit here, quite a bit of other things. Are we getting more callers?
No, we're just listening in, just checking up on ourselves.
Okay.
We got people checking in and everything.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, dead air.
Dead air.
Oh, man. There's never dead air. The only dead air here is coming out of my behind. But anybody, we are on Facebook. You can find us. Look under Trinity Metaphysical. I'm watching it and listening. And people are sending me stuff the whole time.
Yeah, we got our new Among the Realms page.
Yes, we got our Among the Realms page up. We have some stuff on there. But we have about, 12 minutes up. I apologize. We tried getting on at 6:30, give you an hour and a half show, but, of course, something in
the
story did not want it to happen. And then finally I was ready to throw the computer across the room. The rage came out, and they're all like, Mark, happy energy. No.
Yeah, he took us out one by one.
Yeah, one by one, man. That was it. That was like that. I've been trying to get this going, but
so why don't you guys, since there's a few of you here, say what it is you feel like you've gotten the most out of so far, like with the store and just being around the people in it,
and say what my experiences have been without people looking at me like I'm crazy.
good one, which happens in my family all the time.
I'm the crazy aunt.
Yeah. So I can come here, and people actually look at me and go, oh, wow, that's wonderful.
Late-minded people.
You know, I can, I've had past life memories I can share with people, and they don't think I'm nuts, and tell them about the UFOs I've seen without getting strange looks, and, you know, it's just nice being able to be normal.
Be your normal.
My normal.
I like being with you on an investigation, and you're asking a question in another room, and somebody's answering in my ear, and you're like, well, they didn't talk to me.
Doesn't
like,
count.
I'm sorry, you're talking to me.
Somebody on the phone.
Well, they could at least know.
Well, I like coming here. I really plan to just be a videographer when I started and do the scientific end of it, but that will change the more sensitive I get.
Oh, I love when you got a shadow figure on your video. Guide?
Yeah. Oh, that was a good one. Yeah.
He's on hold.
Yeah.
Me? I came here for the chicks. No.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. That's why I'm still here, Kelly. That you didn't hear anything earmuffs like that. I'm coming home to you, baby. Don't worry. No.
He said he did. So your callers can't get in.
That's interesting. The callers can't get in. Well, guess, text us. Shoot us a message over here. Let's see. I have a chat going. Look at this. I'm gonna launch a new chat window. Oh, maybe not. I don't want to drop anything. I'll play with that later. So I came here as a total loss. I saw the ad in the paper, and I said, this looks fun. I'll be a ghost hunter. I said, I watched maybe one or two ghost hunting episodes on TV. I don't watch any of that stuff. I'm the worst person you think would ever be a ghost hunter, because I have no idea what these people's names are and this and that. But this is awesome. I've met some the most amazing people here. I've changed my attitude in a lot of things. And thank you, Jackie.
Well,
I'm gonna make you cry again.
You know how I came here. I looked
in a car?
At five different groups.
Mm-hmm.
This was the only one that provided training.
Yes. Oh, that was the cool thing.
The only one that said, "Before we're not letting you come unless you take 3 weeks of 2 hours, and then we test you." Who has a written test? I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm an attorney. I can do this. That really was impressive, actually.
Okay,
there's
your
town light over there.
Cool, Arthur. What did I get out of this?
I got out of this, I guess, probably just, well, wherever I go, situations that I'm in, it's always a judgmental situation. I deal a lot with the public. So it's always whatever they think or their perception of what's going on or whatever. I come here because there is no judgment, really. There is no questions. There's a lot of backing, and people are basically telling you that, you know, what you're thinking is probably the right way to think. It's kind of nice to be in that type of an environment, you know, when you're the rest of the week you're getting beat up by the, you know, by not only upper management, lower management, and customers coming in. So when I come here, I come here to clear my mind. I come here to try to exercise parts of my mind that I've never used before, and try to just be more sensitive. My wife's listening. I am trying to become more sensitive. And the idea here is the fact that everybody that comes here is extremely sensitive, and they're getting more sensitive every day. And when you can be in a group like that that's going in the same direction, I think that's probably worth just about any time you spend anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Hey, I got two callers right now showing up. I'm going to try to see if I can get you to talk. First one, 3292. See if you can hear me. All right. Who do we got?
Hey, you guys hear me?
I hear you. Who are you?
All right. My name is John. I'm calling you from sunny Cobras Lake, New Jersey. How's everything, guys?
Hey, John from sunny Cobras Lake, New Jersey. How you doing, man? You are our first caller. All right, I'm looking
around.
Well,
I'm very lucky. I just wanted to say that I've been coming to...
No, we don't get that.
Well, I just want to say I've been coming to Trinity for 2 years. Jackie's been working on me with energy work with my anxiety. She's done a tremendous amount with my Aunt Marie and Uncle Joe. Friends and other family have been coming to her for either tarot or a mediumship, and another cousin for high anxiety, and we just love her a whole bunch, and I just wanted to give her a shout-out and tell all the listening audience, if you have a chance, stop by. You guys are into so many things, the ghost hunting, the mediumship, especially the energy work, and just want to say that we all love you.
Thanks a lot, man. Thank you very much. That is excellent to hear. We were just talking about Jackie before, how she affects a lot of people's lives, and she brings a lot of help to people, a lot of comfort. I know my wife loves it over here, and actually with the new massages Jackie just brought in too, you got to check these out, man. My wife loves it. I mean, she came back the one day. Oh, she comes home. She's got that look. I'm trying to rub her back. She goes, doesn't work anymore. Store's much better.
Aaron.
I'm like, oh, man, I tell you. But
she also did for me after my divorce. My life was pretty much almost a train wreck, and she was coaching me a lot of the stuff she was doing with the energy work, a lot of the stuff from The Secret, and just to try to get me back on track and, you know, not look back to the past, but just focus on the future, and all good things are going to come. But you got to let go of the past, you know, positive energy, and move forward. And, you know, I thank her a whole bunch for that. I'm still going to her, though, because I'm still a work in progress. But I think you guys are the best, and wish you all the best of luck.
Oh, thanks a lot, John. All right, we're going to go to our next guy right now. John, you have a great night. Thank you for being our very first caller.
Good night, John.
I have right here a special prize for you. It's a one-quarter full bottle of Canada Dry sparkling seltzer water. It's been blessed by Mark, your spooky sailor over here, and I will save it for you. I'll leave it in the store. I'll autograph it and everything, and we'll hook you up with that. But thanks a lot, John.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. How are you? This is Gene. How is everybody?
Everything is great. I'm going to have to repeat what you say, because right now, our setup, I am the only one with headphones, so our conversation is between you and me only and everyone else listening, but nobody else in this room. This is pretty fun. I'm just
okay,
looking at
fine.
You smiling and saying, talking
he's
to you.
Repeating one.
That being the case, tell Jackie I want to live in the room where she does her energy healing, because it's so warm and inviting that I never want to leave.
Gene wants to live in that room where you do the energy healing because it's so warm. Isn't it great? She did it to me one time. Her hands were, like, so hot. I'm feeling it. Like,
yes.
What is going on over here?
Why
oh, absolutely. That's one of the things that actually that's one of the things that actually stunned me, was that just that you could feel she wasn't even touching me, and you could feel the heat coming off of her hands. And it's not like the kind of heat like when you rub it against some corduroy pants and then you touch somebody. It was a constant and very healing and very warm kind of energy touch that I just haven't felt with anybody else ever.
Yeah. I mean, I've only had it once. I've never been able to like squeeze in and make an appointment. But yeah, she did it on my shoulders, and it worked out pretty nice on that. It was very, very, very cool.
Yeah, my brother and I come up there quite a bit, and we haven't since before the holidays. But we always find space to make our Jackie time, so that we can drive the hour up to see her, because it's worth the ride.
Oh
it's
yeah,
really,
oh,
really
yeah.
worth the ride, because we generally, once we get up there, we generally don't want to leave, because that's how good we feel when we're done. We get the energy healing to open up, and then she gives us the tarot and or whatever card she feels like reading, and it's just absolutely remarkable. It's just such a heal, and it's extraordinarily comforting, for lack of a better way to put it.
Yeah, I don't even know how to describe it myself. It is comforting. It's soothing. It's relaxing. It's surreal almost. When she has the music going, the room is dark, and it's not just like when someone puts their hands together, there's the Mr. Miyagi thing and plays them on you.
Right.
I mean, it is like nice and warm. It is very, very cool.
No,
well,
I tell you what.
Now you go.
No, it's very, very, I don't know how to, I don't want to say motherly, but it's a feeling that you get when you know, like if you've had a bad day, if you've had a bad week, and you come up to see Jackie, and she sort of gets all the bad energy out and puts some good energy in, you just want to stay there. It's very incubating, for even more of a lack of a better way to put it.
Nice.
And it helps you grow, speaking of incubation.
Well, all right, speaking of growing incubation, we got about 40 seconds left of tonight's inaugural broadcast, so I'd like to thank our two callers for calling in. I'd like to thank everyone in this room for dealing with me, for ready to start throwing a computer across the room trying to get this going. I like to kind of thank Skype for kind of working, and I would like to tell whatever little mischievous little spirits were in here screwing with this, we're coming for you, buddy. You mess with the wrong people. So, from Mark,
Vera,
Jackie,
Charlie,
and Diane,
we'd like to say have a good night, have a great night. You guys rock on. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week with another excellent show. And... out.